The state of globalization in the Middle East and North Africa. Take a closer look at how the Middle East and North Africa region performed in the latest DHL Global Connectedness Index. In the face of growing geopolitical tensions and a global health crisis, debates raged on against immigration, data sharing, and cross-border trade in many parts of the world. Yet, most studies have concluded that over time, international openness and cooperation have proven more beneficial for countries' growth and resilience. As such, reliable analyses of globalization and the forces at play within countries and regions can go a long way in supporting sound and informed decision-making in business and political spheres. The DHL Global Connectedness Index 2020, GCI 2020, the latest edition of a study in partnership with NYU Stern School of Business, showed that globalization remained steady leading up to 2020. GCI 2020 employs more than 3.5 million data points to track the globalization of 169 countries over the period from 2001 to 2019. In light of tumultuous recent events, the index is set to decline in 2020. However, the only pillar to experience a truly unprecedented collapse is people flows. International data flows surged during the pandemic, while trade and capital flows have started to recover, according to multiple sources. Among the world's seven regions, the rapidly developing Middle East and North Africa region is steadily rising in rankings of global connectedness. Logistics of Things takes a closer look at the report's key findings for the Middle East and North Africa. Related articles to Global Connectedness Index 2020. The DHL Global Connectedness Index measures globalization based on international flows of trade, capital, information, and people.